Fifth week, third day, and God saw that it was good. Light is the source of all life. The earth was created from the sun, as though projected from its womb, and ever since has turned back toward the source of its creation, like a child seeking to derive its sustenance from its mother's breast. And all that grows upon the earth looks toward the sun for life. The lily of the field is blessed with some primary inner alchemy, which converts the light of the sun directly into its life. But the cow and sheep have not this same primary alchemy, and so they turn to the lily and to other growing plants of the field for their sustenance. The sun, which filters through the porous blades of the grass, enters the flesh and blood of flocks which graze in the fields. Man, still further removed from the elementary alchemy of nature, cannot be satisfied with eating grass and other products of the field, so he turns to cattle and sheep, beef and mutton, and thus takes the sustenance of the sun third hand for his consumption. All things, insofar as they wish to live, find themselves dependent upon the sun. Now prayer, in its simplest form, is just looking up toward the Son of God, as the source of light and life. Unfortunately, we often build sheds of resentment or fear or indifference over our heads and live in shadow much of our lives. And yet if we could step out directly under the sun and yield ourselves in like the lily to his light, we should be as carefree and content as children in home of happiness. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 28 through 32. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.